The High Court has given its ruling on the Professor Philip Nolan injunction case. The court had previously granted an injunction restraining the dismissal of the Science Foundation Ireland Director General. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell joins us now. Orla, first, what's the background to this case?
Well, we have heard in court that some of the dispute stems from a letter sent by Professor Philip Nolan to the board of SFI in February 2022 after he'd been refused permission to take up a role as the chair of St James's Hospital. We also heard that just before Christmas last year, five senior members of staff made protected disclosures outlining allegations against Professor Nolan, including complaints of bullying. SFI appointed a senior barrister to conduct an investigation, and the investigation found there had been no breaches of corporate governance, no bullying, but did conclude that Professor Nolan had a case to answer, that there had been inappropriate behaviour falling short of bullying, and a disciplinary process would be required to respond to these allegations. Professor Nolan took some time off work due to an illness brought on by stress, and during this time details of the investigation were published in the media. When he returned to work, he sent an email to all staff, which the court heard was criticised by some of those who made the allegations. Now, Professor Nolan said he was appointed to deliver change and reform to Science Foundation Ireland, and that he met a significant resistance to that from senior management. He said the allegations against him were without foundation and that he had been dismissed without fair procedures.
What happened in court today?
Well, as you said, the court had granted a temporary injunction at the end of May stopping his dismissal, but in its ruling today it refused to extend that injunction, and Mr Justice Rory Mulcahy ruled there was no evidence that the board had decided Professor Nolan should be dismissed because of misconduct, and that could have formed the basis for continuing the injunction. Professor Nolan, the court found, had failed to establish that he had a strong case in that regard. It's only in the case of a dismissal for misconduct that you can then make an argument about a requirement for fair procedure. The judge found that the board was entitled to dismiss Professor Nolan for no reason at all in accordance with the terms of his contract. However, the judge said the reasons for his dismissal were no doubt connected with the disruption in the organisation which had arisen following the protected disclosures. He also refused to make orders facilitating Professor Nolan's return to work until the final outcome of his case. He said that the relationship between the parties, there was a serious question about whether or not it could ever be repaired.
What happens next, Orla?
Well, the judge said it did not automatically flow from Professor Nolan's dismissal from his position that he would lose the role he is intended to take up as CEO designate of a new body, an amalgamation of Science Foundation Ireland and the Irish Research Council. He said these were matters entirely for the relevant minister. In the meantime, the temporary injunction granted in May stopping Professor Nolan's dismissal remains in place until the court issues its final orders. Now, the matter is due to come back to court on July the 4th to finalise issues and deal with the issue of costs. Professor Nolan isn't commenting himself. It's not yet clear if he will bring an appeal against today's decision. Science Foundation Ireland issued a statement. They were welcoming the decision. They said it would bring greater clarity and stability to its leadership after a challenging period. The statement said they had at all times sought to adhere to the culture and values of the agency. An important part of the board's job, they said, was to take difficult decisions in the best interests of the organisation, and they had taken their public service seriously in challenging circumstances. And SFI said it would now refocus its goal to support Ireland's ambitions to be a global innovation leader in scientific and engineering research.
Orla O'Donnell, thank you.